Dun, 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 dun. Welcome to episode 2 of Kissed the Wall. Woo!
Oh, what kind of kiss are we? Are we a French kiss or are we some other kind of kiss? I don't know all the types of kisses.
We could be an Eskimo kiss.
School. I know enough.
Is that appropriate to say nowadays? Butterfly kisses? We can be a French kiss. Well, we're super excited to record our second episode thanks to our limited number of listeners for supporting us. I did have several people ask me when the next recording was coming out.
I did too. And I was like, I don't know. I didn't want to lie to them.
Same. I was like,
sometime. I swear there'll be an episode 2.
It's coming. We promise. We just have to get our lives together.
No idea when it's coming, but it's coming.
Coming. It's happening. But it's here. We're recording today.
In our defense,
we got our lives together.
Okay, hold on. Pause. We did record. We had a moment of like, oh, whoa. We needed some training on some things. We had to get our life in order. And it was a good reminder that we need to learn how to be independent women. And we can't rely on IT. We need to be IT.
And it was really sad that we were like, IT, we need so much help.
Like, we need so much help. But now we've figured it out and we're recording it. And we're here.
Yeah, we're doing our first and a half virtual recording.
We'll go with that.
We've got a lot to cover. It's been a few weeks since the recording that we let out right before the Daytona 500.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm reliving my day today. I will tell you that.
I feel like I'm experiencing deja vu too, because I don't know what, like 5 hours ago you were doing a panel.
Yeah. First off, I don't know why my name was ever even considered to host a panel today.
Because I kissed the wall.
It
is because people listen to the podcast and they're like, oh, I didn't know she could do that.
Her skills are so amazing. I mean, she's so multi-talented.
The podcast has really expanded your career.
Really has diversified my portfolio here. But it was a pretty cool panel to be a part of. We talked about Garage 56.
Okay.
And
can you explain that for the people that have no idea what the that is?
Yeah, I really wish I had my f***ing notes right now because I wrote an entire script this morning on it in a panic. But I'll summarize it the best I can off memory. But we are celebrating Women's History Month. So the panel was to discuss all the women that were a part of Garage 56. We selected a few special folks. There were a lot of women a part of it. But really highlighting two engineers, both from NASCAR and the team side, which was Hendrick Motorsports. And then along with kind of the media and content side of things. Yeah. So we had a few join in on the conversation. And Garage 56 is a special project that takes place over at Le Mans. And last year, NASCAR, Hendrick Motorsports, Chevrolet, Goodyear, all partnered up to do a special entry and basically run the Le Mans race, which is 24 hours. It's a really long endurance race. The track is super cool. And then just a little bit more on the Garage 56 portion of it. The car is...
I just realized my microphone was so far away. It was literally in space.
It was recording.
But let's keep going.
Anyways, it's actually held in a town called Le Mans, which is about an hour away from the city of Paris. It was a big year for Le Mans as well. They celebrated their centennial year. So the festivities were definitely big. It was insane. So we just basically talked about everyone's different experiences, how the energy felt, which was so super. Everybody was chanting USA. The car looked really badass. Ginormous compared to all this.
Yeah, and sounded badass.
It did.
When it came across. I think that was my favorite part. Okay, so you asked all the questions on the panel. No one asked you any questions. What was your most memorable part of that experience?
I think really walking the grid and seeing everybody there and just people, especially for us when we got to the car and everybody was just flocking towards that car.
Yeah.
And they were wanting their pictures taken and they were just so impressed by the vehicle. And it was super pretty looking, obviously, in person. But I think that was probably my most favorite memory. Yeah, that was special. Alama. Yeah. I got teary-eyed and I don't really get emotional.
Yeah, that's a rarity for you.
Yeah.
I cry at everything. I cried in the flyover on Sunday. It was bad. I was like, we gotta go.
Well, before we get to Phoenix, we're going to sum up the last 4 weeks of the season. Since we haven't recorded since Daytona 500, we recorded during the night of the tsunami. But I think all in all, we survived the Daytona 500. We didn't wash away, but I think the best part of that race weekend was us sharing that hot dog.
Oh my God, for sure. I feel like we earned it. It was like an extra day. I don't know. There was a lot going on. We were like, you know what? It's time.
It is and time.
You said we shared it, but my fat ass ate most of that thing.
Well, to be fair, I ate 2 hot dogs before you and I even shared one. So, yeah.
Fortunately, it's okay. Race days are not like, we're not on the green kale salad diet when you go to the racetrack as much as we would like to be. It's just not always that easy.
No, it's a hurry. Lot of meat and cheese.
You're running around. Although we love salty meats and cheese, let's be honest.
Yeah, but this is why we are detoxing.
That's why we love hot dogs. Yeah, that too.
We are detoxing and we love hot dogs.
Yes. Yeah, that was probably the best part. But it feels so long ago. We've had so much going on since then. We've had 4 races total, I guess, now.
We have. And also 4 different race winners.
That's pretty awesome.
It is. So we're going to do a pop quiz. Dun, 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 dun. We're going to do
pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot.
You will pop it like it's hot.
I'm going to pop something. I'm going to pop my back out.
I'll save my comments for another day.
Okay.
We're going to keep this PG
me.
Today.
Quiz
We're going to quiz you.
Okay.
After the Daytona 500, we went to Atlanta. Who was the race winner for that weekend?
Daniel Suarez. But I will say it was very crazy at the end. It was really like a tight race. I think it was like Blaney and somebody else. There were 3 cars, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't remember.
He did not say that with any assurance at all. No, there were 3.
With Kyle Busch, Ryan Blaney, Daniel Suarez.
Yeah, and Suarez won it. And Busch was mad, per usual. But I blame him because he hasn't won much that I can remember lately. But Danny won it. So did I get a point?
You do get a point. That was one of the third. So not just kidding.
0.003.
Good job.
2 points.
I'm just quizzing who again on this right now. Oh boy, I'm a little rusty today.
You had a big day. You already did 1 panel today. You can't.
I have had
to
a big
too.
Day. My brain is a little slow today.
At least you have one.
You do have one. You won 2 points. Okay, the next race was Las Vegas. Now, who was the race winner for that weekend?
As much as I really want to say Usher. Because I think he's doing a residency in Vegas, and I would like to see that. It was Kyle Larson.
Ding, correct.
Did you almost forget the sound of when you get something right? You're like, ding, 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 ding.
To think about it.
Yeah, Larson, he won it.
And then this past weekend, which was Phoenix, who was the race winner for that?
It was Christopher Bell.
Ding, ding. I didn't forget it this time.
Yeah.
Correct.
I think Denny was on the pole, but I feel like he had an issue or something. I don't know. I just know that Christopher Bell won it.
You are correct. Christopher Bell had a really good race. Did you watch his interview with Bob Pockrass afterwards?
I missed this. What happened?
So he...
It's also X. Sorry, Elon.
X.
It's probably going in the... I don't know. Like, it's still Twitter.
It will forever always be Twitter for us millennials.
Yeah.
But basically, Christopher Bell showing a little bit of spunky personality.
What? He has?
Yeah.
Spunky personality?
Yeah.
I wasn't aware.
Yeah. So he was doing his post-race winner interview and you know, Bob Pockrass, who's with Fox, famous around the garage, for those that don't know. But he was asking some questions, and then Christopher Bell is like, did you pick me for the race? And he's like, no. He's like, awesome, because when you don't pick me, I win. And he was just like really witty and funny. It was fun to watch. Yeah.
I like it when the drivers show a little more of their personalities, because we're not race car drivers, so it's a little bit more difficult to like totally relate to them. So when they show a little bit more of like who they are, I'm like, oh, that person's funny, or that person's a or like that person's whatever. Like, and then I feel like I know them, mm-hmm. even though I don't know them at all. And I don't know. I think that's it's fun for them to share a little bit about themselves. People can identify with them better.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, feel like all of them are slowly but surely really showing themselves. So
yeah, I do think that hopefully Netflix they continue that. Documentary or do you call it a documentary? Docu-series?
Docu-series, I think.
I'm not really up on my film terminology, but I feel like that was a nice way to see a little bit more of their personalities, and hopefully that made them want to show more.
Yeah.
A little peek behind the curtain.
A little taste.
A little peek behind the fire suit.
A little lick. Okay. I'm done.
Whoa. I'm done. Somebody needs a boyfriend.
Remove the dating plug. Anyways,
okay.
Phoenix was last weekend. Phoenix.
Yeah,
we were there. We love that market, even though we are allergic to it.
Yeah, skin. Our skin shrivels up there, so we don't love that about the desert. But there is a lot to do. What did you do besides work?
What did I do? We did a lot of work.
No play.
We did not a ton of play this go around, but, you know, we did a lot of site visits, obviously the Phoenix Championship race weekend, which is the end of our season, so we'll be coming back to Phoenix later this
November.
Year.
November. Like the
November
10th or something is the race?
Correct. That November right? 10th is the Cup Series finale and the championship. Will be crowned.
Yeah.
We did a lot of planning for that. So we did a lot of site tours, a lot of meetings, mm-hmm. Looked at fun and beautiful facilities and venues. So we are super excited to be coming back in November.
Yeah.
What did you do during your Phoenix excursion?
I'm going to be real honest. I don't think I did as much work as you did. I did a little more scenic sightseeing.
Yeah.
Okay. I think a lot of people probably can vouch for this that have to go for Phoenix. If you have like a few minutes outside of work day, you wake up early, whatever. Phoenix is a great place because there's like other to do. Like obviously there's shopping, good restaurants and stuff, but like you can hike Camelback or you can do a little adventure in the desert. I do think for like people that have a bucket list place that they want to go to, look up, see if there's a NASCAR race there too, because you can plan like a whole weekend kind of experience. It doesn't have to be like 100% of your time at the racetrack. You can go hike, you can go shopping, and then you can go have a nice dinner and then go to the racetrack. And that's what I did.
It sounds like a great weekend. I'm just glad you didn't get exiled in Antelope Canyon or Deer Canyon, wherever you were.
I did think I was going to die. We had like a tour guide and she was so sweet, but she seemed a little angry at first. And it took about 45 minutes to get us like 2 miles down the road. And I was like, we're going to die. I was actually texting you. I was like, if I don't make it out. And then the service was going away and I was like, oh no. And we asked the lady, we're like, hey, do you have like some kind of walkie-talkie thing? I don't even know if that's still a thing. So I'm like, do you have a walkie-talkie in case we have like a problem? She's like, oh, I forgot that. I'm like, well, this is great. This is how we die.
And this is how Chelsea goes. I know you were texting me and then you were like, SOS. No.
Yeah. And then nothing for like
everybody's losing their and then the text messages started turning green. And I was like, oh, no.
Oh, no. Not a good sign.
Not a good sign. And then 4 hours later, you like texted me back.
Reemerge. I'm like, it was all worth it.
You were like, it was beautiful. And the pictures were amazing.
It really was cool. It's worth it.
For sure. Phoenix Raceway is amazing. So for those that have never been, should definitely go. They did a whole renovation to the racetrack too.
So, okay, we talked about loving Daytona because it's the 500 and everything, but Phoenix has a great experience at the track. The facility is refreshed and new. And then obviously there's other things to do in the market.
Yeah. Add I mean, that town. List. Add it to the list. That town is growing too, that the racetrack is located in. Avondale. I feel like every time I go there, there's a new stuff. Building.
Next time you go to Avondale, get crispy glazed donuts. They're like really good.
I'm not going to lie. I stop off at that McDonald's literally every trip. So. That is
the most cat thing ever.
Yeah,
I know, forgot. I You're like, McDonald's. Thank God I got McDonald's this morning.
I was hungry.
McDonald's since I was like drunk in college and I ate two cheeseburgers in a row and I was like still hungry.
All right, don't judge me. I love me some McDonald's, okay? I would love a McDonald's sponsorship. That's all I'm asking. Anyways, so we have a few more race week until we're back on the road. Back.
Yeah.
But that's not the last of us. We will see each other in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, so, more travel.
But not related to a racetrack. But whenever we're together, that just means trouble. We'll see what we stir up here. But in some other fun news that got announced over the last couple of weeks, NASCAR was voted the best place to work in sports, or a best league in sports to work by SBJ. One of the best. One of the best.
Which could be true or could be false. We don't know because we've only worked here.
So. Yeah, we don't really know anything.
So far, so good. Okay, so what was so special about that announcement?
Oh, what was so special was that it's Camelgate for me. Okay.
What the f*** is Camelgate?
I don't know what Camelgate means, but it sounds catchy.
Wait, so, wasn't there like a Deflategate or something? Why does that sound familiar?
I think like, that wasn't Tom
Brady?
Yeah, something to do and with like footballs. Something with balls.
I know nothing about that. Oof.
I don't either.
Sounds like an ego thing.
Yeah, something about balls. Anyways.
Your camel toe is front and center on the SBJ Best Places to Work. Wow, your vagina must be getting a lot of business. It's the best place to work.
It wasn't on SBJ. It was our internal newsletter that went out to the company.
Oh, it wasn't in the public?
It was not in the public.
Yet. Somebody put that on LinkedIn.
Listen.
Somebody did.
I don't even want to know.
Okay, probably, but can you reenact? People don't know what we're talking about. It sounds like you literally like did like a porn move, but you didn't. You were trying to show up shoes.
I mean,
Kat has a new hobby. She podcasts and she does some other stuff. She was like this. Like, I can't do it. Like, ooh, I think there's poop on my shoe. She did this, like, showing off her Nikes, right? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, so every employee appreciation week at NASCAR, they do, like, theme days. And this day happened to be shoe day. So, I don't know. We did this theme day, and we were taking a bunch of pictures. And we took a normal picture, and then they were like, you can't see your shoes. So me and a couple of other folks like lifted our legs up trying to like show off our shoes. Yeah. But it was a full on frontal. Yeah. And your girl's camel was hanging out.
I feel like you also had like a lighter color pant on. Were you wearing a khaki pant? Like, who wears khaki pants? Oh, they were white.
I wore white pants.
So I want to know, has that opened up the door for your dating pool doing that nice little photo shoot? Little Camelgate?
Unfortunately, no.
No?
I got no text messages. Damn, I got nothing good out of it. Maybe I need to post that on Bumble.
It was all for nothing. Well, you need to post something on Bumble because we have it downloaded now on your phone, but you're anonymous without any photos.
No, so it's not even
why
anonymous.
Not the photo? Why not that photo?
I'm not posting my vagina. Okay. All over Bumble.
Well, it's covered. Okay, you're never going to meet a boy if you're just...
Why do I need a boy?
You know what? You're right. You don't need a boy.
I don't need a boy.
Boys. Yeah.
And spinning. More to come on my non-existent dating life. She's scheming literally every day.
I have to do it for her.
That's why I have you in my life. Okay, well... We've covered a lot today. We've had a pretty fun last few weeks. What other races are coming up?
Bristol.
We've got Coda. We've got Richmond.
I love Austin. Richmond's good.
Richmond.
Short track.
Yeah. And then we've got Texas.
And then Talladega, which is probably going to be very exciting.
Yeah. So we'll maybe record after our reunion here in the next week or so, but likely our next recording will be after Talladega.
Yeah. Because we'll definitely have some more material then.
Who knows? Maybe I'll go to Martinsville. I want to go try one of the Martinsville hot dogs. I think I'm just going to turn this into a hot dog
podcast. Training. We're actually just talking about hot dogs. Scale 1 to 5. I don't know. Okay.
Well,
what else? Anything?
I feel like we covered most everything that's happened.
I feel like I'm going to see you in a few days, and so who knows what's coming your way.
Yeah. Charlotte, watch out.
Where?
Well, thank you for listening to the roller coaster of Kissed the Wall.
Kissed the Wall.
Bye.
Bye.